It's The Takeaway. I'm Lynn Scherr in for Celeste Headlee all week. And now back to our continuing big story. 49 days. Full weeks, John. That is how long oil has been fouling the sea and the Gulf. And maybe, just maybe, BP is starting to control it.
Which means we're just at the beginning, in a sense.
Depends on how long that will take. Exactly right. A device called a containment cap was successfully put in place on Friday on top of the blown-out well. It is now collecting almost half of the gushing oil, at least that's the estimate. The head of BP says they are siphoning about 10,000 barrels of oil per day onto processing ships. And if it keeps working, the cap could capture up to 90% of the spewing oil. The government's point man for the response, Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, is taking a slightly more cautious approach. He made the rounds of the talk shows yesterday, and here he is on Fox News Sunday.
I don't want to create any undue encouragement by anybody. We need to be on task and get this thing done. We need to underpromise and overdeliver.
Which leads to the big question, is the BP containment cap really containing? Joining us once again is Peter Baumer, an oil engineer at Abraxas Petroleum Corporation in San Antonio, Texas. Welcome, Peter Baumer.
Good morning, Lynn. How are you?
I'm good. So, Peter, let's just get down to it. I'm looking, I'm on our website, thetakeaway.org. I am looking at a live feed of the oil well, just as you are there in San Antonio, and I know millions of listeners doing the same thing. It doesn't look contained. There is still this huge swath of black oil.
Something.
Going right into the sea. So is it working?
Well, I think it is. And certainly when you look at that live feed, there's a lot of oil that's still escaping. And you can barely see the wellhead. There's such a plume. But the fact is they're recovering very large amounts of oil at the surface at the same time. So they're getting a big part of it.
How exactly does the – I mean, is it a simple stick the cap on and just siphon off what you're from a different pipe through that?
Well, it is. It's quite a simple process at this point. BP has constructed a metal cap with a hollow center about 4 feet in diameter and about 14 feet tall, and it's connected to the surface to a ship at the surface via a long string of pipe.
And it's kind of like a beanie cap, is that right?
Well, yes, I think that'd be a good visualization of it. And they have simply managed to maneuver this cap over the top of the wellhead where they had severed the riser pipe. And that allows at least a portion of the oil flow to move up the pipe to the ship.
And only a portion, because there are some vents on that cap, which they are very carefully regulating, so there's not too much back pressure. Is that correct?
Well, that is correct. I think there are two ways for oil to escape the system. One is through the vents that they haven't fully closed, but also I think you can see on the live feed that there's a lot of oil that's coming out around the bottom of the cap, and
right.
and you can actually see the cap moving a little bit.
Those two edges on far right and far left on around the middle of that screen, that's the actual bottom of the what I'm calling the beanie cap, right?
Yes, I believe it is.
Right. Okay.
You know, excuse me, you guys. Nobody needs my opinion, but Peter Baumer, why wasn't this tried at the beginning? Why did we go through all that other rigmarole?
Well, you know, the first effort, certainly the much publicized top kill from a week ago, was designed to actually try and stop the flow of oil to what we call kill the well. It was, as we know, unsuccessful. They were unable to do that. But it was a very different effort than this. BP is now trying to simply contain the oil, not stop it. Their efforts to kill the well now rely on the relief wells that they're drilling.
And these relief wells, meaning they're doing two ancillary wells to the right and to the left of the main one. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And the idea is that would take some of the pressure off, but then that theoretically they would be they meaning BP would be in total control of those two ancillary wells?
That's right. They want to place the bottom of those wells as near to the well that's out of control as possible, and then pump heavy mud into their relief wells, which would serve to kill the flow in the wild well.
Is this, in fact, a war? Is it us against them, them being the bits of the huge amount of oil that's flowing out?
Well, I think it's perhaps a bit of hyperbole to go there, but it's a huge disaster. Certainly the largest we've had in our waters probably ever, and it's going to be widespread. A drop of oil on water spreads a tremendous distance, much less the thousands and thousands of barrels that are being released from this. So.
I hear your hesitation there, Peter Bomer, and I like this Thad Allen guy. He seems like a on-the-job sort of fellow, but it seems to me this whole idea of war and we're hostages and under siege really keeps us from intelligently understanding if we're going to be in this offshore business, we have to think much more rationally about what the sacrifices are and the costs are.
Well, I agree with you 100% there. This disaster is horrible. No question about it. But I believe, my personal belief is that it was the result of an unusual cascade of events and errors that are hard to predict. And unfortunately, in complicated drilling like this, that possibility is always going to exist. Now, the offshore industry's been very safe, and this is the first such incident we've had. The only problem is it's a horrible one.
Your best estimate, Peter Bomer, we heard over the weekend oil could be gushing out and out there into the fall, if not beyond. What do you think?
That's a distinct possibility. I think it will be flowing at least until they get their relief wells finished, and that's August. So could be a while.
Could be a while. Peter Bomer, oil engineer at Abraxas Petroleum Corporation based in San Antonio, Texas. Thanks for helping us understand this a little bit better.
And Peter's going to stay with us. He's on our site. Go to great lengths to tap oil underwater. Instead of looking for low-hanging fruit, he's got an answer in a blog post exclusively on our site, thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.